Welcome to Outside Source Football, your inside look at the NFL. Listen to the latest predictions and happenings from the season with your hosts, Evan Mick and Gabriel Vondre. Here they are now.
Hello and welcome to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. This is Outside Source Football with Evan Mick,
Gabriel Vondrak,
and Joseph Torti.
Yeah, great job, guys, getting the intro down after a week off.
Yeah. Did you guys enjoy your spring breaks?
Yeah, I know I did. Time? And I definitely know Evan did, too.
I had some fun.
Well, I don't know if Evan did, but I know the girls down in Fort Lauderdale must have.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Because Evan was there.
Yeah.
Where were you actually, Evan?
Ibiza? I went back home. Detroit.
You went home? Just back on the grind?
Just back on.
What was free agency like for you? Like that when it hit noon and everything started? I mean, did you have like five different screens?
It was like
a couple of burner phones. Were you making any calls? Were you trying to, you know, putting some feelers out there?
I was putting some names out there, seeing if I could get guys moved, you know?
Yeah.
I was also, you know, so you go back for spring break, you got to get all your repairs done because you can't get them done while you're here because they don't have any robot parts out here.
Oh, yeah. True.
I knew that was a setup, too. And they got
good robotics people.
A lot of charging.
In Detroit. What's the word I'm looking for?
There's
roboticists.
They have very tasty oil to keep me nourished.
To keep my gears
moist. We may have missed out on free agency when it was fresh, but we're going to talk about it now anyway and give our opinions on all of this. Where are we starting?
We're starting the AFC East. Buffalo Bills, they kind of just hit a system reset.
Clean house.
Kind of cut like their above average great players who were taking up big contracts and left just a couple of core guys.
Well, and some of them were guys that, like Tre'Davious White was a really good player a few years ago. And
but he hadn't
unfortunately
played,
hasn't been able to stay healthy. Who else?
Both safeties gone.
Yeah, Poyer, Hyde, Mitch Morse, who got picked up quick by the Jags, my guy, St. Michael's Catholic Academy alum, Mitch Morse.
Yeah.
Same high school as me. That's what I'm getting at.
That's
all we got. That's actually not all we got. There's more now, but I don't even know the kids who've come after me that have done stuff. So good for them. Anyway, back to the Bills.
They did sign Mitch Trubisky, though.
That's pretty big.
So
that is big.
Super Bowl window officially
open.
They're
on the up and up again. I think it was good, though, to reset everybody, because it kind of looks like, you know, it was getting, I think that last year like was the last window that they could have won a championship with that team,
with that group
and
of
it's
players.
Really hard when you're gonna be a 12-5 team to be like, hey, we need to cut players because we're not in a Super Bowl window, even though we're gonna be like a 12-5 team. But I think that the willingness to do that, it could pay off. It could open up another championship window. I mean, you kept Josh Allen, you kept Stephon Diggs, kept a couple of those core pieces, but I think you kind of needed to reset.
Obviously, you keep Josh Allen. I mean, that's the one thing that stays constant. Because quarterbacks are different, right? They
should have cut them.
They have a longer...
Straight cut.
Their careers are longer, right? So where, you know, you have a... think about Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers went through different eras with the Packers, or Tom Brady, obviously. But I agree, and it's better... It's tough for the fans and for the players, but as an organization, it's better to move on a year early from a guy than to give them another contract when you already know that they're getting older. You already know that the injuries are starting to pile up. So that's just good management.
Yeah, they just had a really rough cap this year too.
Yeah.
Right? Their salary cap was in shambles, so they really had to clean house.
So
that's really all I got to say about
it. So we like what the Bills have done.
We think it's smart.
They're not going to be better because of it.
Did they have any big additions? What were the
Mitch Trubisky?
Mitch Trubisky is their biggest one.
They got Mac Hollins. He's a good special teams player. Samuel.
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, they signed. I think Curtis Samuel was their probably.
They
their
extended
biggest
Deion
one.
Dawkins.
Yep. You keep Deion
had,
Dawkins.
Good.
They had a couple other extensions, but I think Curtis Samuel is the big one because
mostly role, kind of role player guys. Yeah. Not a lot of big flashy contracts.
So moving on though to the Jets, who sign Mike Williams and trade for Morgan Moses, who was really, really cheap to get from the Ravens for how good he's been. Fourth round pick swap and then a sixth rounder. So you add a wide receiver two behind Garrett Wilson, which if Mike Williams can stay healthy, he's a great wide receiver too.
Yeah,
big contested catch guy. And then you add offensive line help to an offensive line that clearly needed help all year. Even, I mean, literally the whole year.
Well, I think you're forgetting Tyron Smith, big name. That was one of the biggest names they got.
Yeah.
The tackle from the Cowboys.
Yeah, Tyron Smith, yeah. Cowboy. Also.
I feel like Tyron Smith and Mike Williams are sort of in a similar boat that, okay, if they stay healthy, yeah, that could be really good, but both of them are a little bit more
I'm just happy to see risk
to
potentially
get injured.
Tyron Smith's a little bit older, but like you think about guys who are older offensive tackles, the last couple, you know, Andrew Whitworth was great until he was, what, 40?
Yeah.
I mean, other than Bakhtiari, who got hurt, and that's the reason why it wasn't good anymore. It's not so much they're not good anymore because of their age. It's more you have to get hurt as an offensive lineman usually to kind of fall off.
Yeah, there's certainly plenty of examples of offensive linemen playing well as they get older. I am a little concerned with Tyron Smith, though, because there is a bit of injury history there. I think this past season with the Cowboys was the first time he played majority of the games in a while. I just know he's had a lot of like some 10 game seasons, maybe some 11 game seasons. Like he's missed some time, but either way, it's a huge upgrade for what the Jets had last year. And you can tell, getting Williams and Smith, especially, like, those are guys that Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure, wanted. And those guys also, like, it's a win-win, right? Like, they see an opportunity to go play with Aaron Rodgers and they can help him. So, I mean, right. It's a short window with the Jets right now, right? I mean, they got 1 or 2 years, maybe?
Yeah, you
got
to move.
Rodgers, new
Achilles Rodgers.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the Jets don't want to repeat what they had last year, and they signed Tyrod Taylor, who I think is
that's a smart move.
Pretty good backup. Two-year, $18 million.
Much better backup than
Zach Wilson. Well, I mean, yeah.
Zach Wilson did request a trade, though, so.
I mean, here's the thing about Zach Wilson.
If Justin Fields is going for a sixth rounder, I don't know what Zach Wilson is going for. Like
bag of chips. We were talking about it a couple weeks ago.
Maybe some old football cards. I don't know. And not even good ones. Like you open it up and I can't even think of a play right now. Whatever. Let's keep going.
62 cents.
Yeah.
All the money that I have in my pocket.
Mr. Krabs!
So the Dolphins up next. Signed the big name they signed, safety Jordan Poyer from the Buffalo Bills.
Traitor.
Adding some depth in division, obviously. You know, same division signing.
That was kind of a recurring thing. I mean, we'll see a lot of it as we go through, like, inner division moving around, guys who are gonna have some opportunities to play against their old team twice.
Especially guys who got cut.
Yeah. Aaron Jones.
But moving on, I've...
Wait, hold up. Let's touch on the guys that they lost, because I know they lost Christian Wilkins. That's big.
That's big.
To the Raiders.
Oh, he ended up going to the Raiders?
Xavier Howard still has not signed anywhere.
Okay. I thought they released Xavier Howard.
Yeah, he still hasn't signed anywhere, though.
I knew that.
Yeah.
He could still sign. He could still be a Detroit Lion.
Who's that?
Xavier Howard.
Is he the corner? That's who I was thinking of. Not Wilkins is the D-tackle. I knew that. I knew he was signed by the Raiders.
Who else did they lose? Anybody else?
I can't think of it. They lost a couple offensive linemen.
They also brought back some offensive linemen.
They did sign.
Got Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
Moving on, though, to the NFC, or AFC, excuse me, AFC North, which had quite a few.
Hey, we didn't talk about the Patriots.
I know, we didn't talk about the Patriots. They didn't sign anybody good.
Was that on purpose?
Jacoby Brissett, bro. Yeah.
Moving on to the AFC North.
We'll talk about them when we get more into the draft, because that's where...
KJ Osborne.
The only way that they're going to do anything.
Yeah, they didn't really do anything. But
Baltimore Ravens signed Derrick Henry.
Oh, this was big.
This was... Oh, gosh. I mean, the most Madden cheat code team of all time will be Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in the backfield next year.
Yeah,
because that's just wild.
We talked about it. I feel like everybody's talked
That'll
about
be a
this
disgusting
one.
Disgusting Madden team
for a long time, and it finally happened. And I'm just excited. I'm excited.
It's a great fit.
It looks like the perfect fit. I was afraid that it wouldn't happen because the Ravens wouldn't pay a running back. They got him for relatively cheap. I think the max
total of $20 million in 2 years,
and
max,
only nine
max
million
of
guaranteed.
20. Yeah, only nine in guarantees. So
which is nuts. Which is nuts when you think about it. Derrick Henry, one of the best running backs in the league. $10 million a year.
He's
maximum.
For a running back, though, he's so old.
He's older.
Yeah, but it's a 2-year deal. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying. And he's such a good...
He might have taken a cut to play with the Ravens.
I wouldn't blame him.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He did his time.
Because, I mean, man, that's a scary backfield,
though.
Oh,
Matabike.
I hope he's
And then they did make a contract with Matabike.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't even make it to free agency.
No, he did not.
Which
4 year, $98 million. Wow.
Little bit of a questionable move on his part after seeing how much Christian Wilkins got. I don't know that Matabike would have got as much as Christian Wilkins, but...
What did Christian Wilkins get paid?
He got more... What did he get? Like a 4 year max value of like 110.
Yeah, so,
a little bit more.
Matabike is below a couple other edge rushers and D tackles too.
Like 12 like million.
So, I mean, honestly, if he wanted to test...
Maybe he just wanted to stay.
If he wanted to test the market, he maybe could have got more, but I can also understand why you wanted to stay with the Ravens.
And he's still getting a lot of money.
And lock up that contract.
Could have also lowered the market if he went in.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Wilkins doesn't make as much.
That too.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Zach Moss.
Also didn't really have a whole lot of big moves. I don't really like Zach Moss that much. I'm not a huge fan. They did sign him. I don't think that'll even end up being their starter next year. I think they'll draft somebody to start over him. So,
quite a few tight ends.
Okay.
A
couple tight ends, but that's about
it. Well, I do want to mention this now because they have Trent. They just signed Trent Brown recently, and their other tackle is Orlando Brown?
Yes.
Is that right? No relation, but both very similar players where they're just like, I mean, they're both like 6'8".
Both named Brown.
And like 350 pounds.
It's going to be confusing when they play the Browns twice.
Yeah, very. I don't know how they'll manage. I don't like Trent Brown because when he played for the Raiders, I didn't think he was very good. He got paid and seemed like he was phoning in. So, I mean, we'll see if it works for Cincinnati, but you got two massive offensive tackles that I would say Trent Brown probably passed his prime. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much I like that as like, like, I don't feel great about Trent Brown out there. I don't think just because you get that, like, okay, we don't have to worry about the tackle position anymore. I don't – that's just my take.
I agree.
And what about T. Higgins? Is he – I know they tagged him, but is he still looking for a trade? What's going on there?
As of right now, he's just been tagged. There's been nothing update. I haven't even really seen, like, that many, like, Instagram rumors stuff, so –
Well, that wasn't that floating out? Did he request a trade?
He did.
He did.
Yeah.
He requested a trade, but that was before. But so nothing. We're still nothing on it. So
okay. Well,
yeah, you're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM as we move on to the Browns, who signed
Jameis
W. Instant Winston.
What an absolute unit of a quarterback room. Tyler Huntley, Jameis Winston, and of course, everybody's favorite stand up guy. Deshaun Watson.
They lost the best quarterback in that room. We'll get to him
later.
Joe
Flacco.
We all know who I'm talking about.
Jerry Jeudy, though. Trade for Jerry Jeudy. I think this was, you know.
This one I don't get. Okay,
I understand the trade. I don't like the contract.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I agree. As you're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM. Apparently,
I knew exactly what you were going
to
say.
We don't say that enough, so we're going to start saying it more. And I'm now going to use it as a way to cut Evan off when he starts to say something
hear it all the
that
time.
I don't like. I'm just going to pop in and say, and you're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, and that'll get him to shut up. So go ahead, Evan.
Yeah, so for a guy that had a lot of drops in the last couple of years, super questionable player, he was a great route runner when he was out there, but he's also had big injury concerns. And when you're like, depending on your athleticism with great injury concerns and you already have the drop issue. I mean, the combination of all those things, you trade for him. Sure. You didn't trade a lot for him. He's pretty cheap and a good receiver for such a cheap price. But then the big contract, kind of long contract.
We may have to
believe it or not. The Browns are not great at trading and then extending players. It hasn't worked out for them in the past.
Historically,
one of the worst trade deals in the history of trade deals was the Deshaun Watson trade.
In their defense,
and this is similar to that.
In their defense, we may have to sort of reassess what we see as a bad contract. Like, cause think of Calvin Ridley. You know, that contract, he never would have got that contract if it wasn't for the salary cap going up by $30 million. I think this Jerry Jeudy contract is just another version of that. Like, guys are going to get paid more. You know, top-end guys are going to get paid more. You know, when Devontae Adams reset the receiver market, getting $28 million a year, teams really didn't want to touch that. Now, like, Justin Jefferson is going to get
40,
probably close to 40 a year. So, but if it works out, great. My thing with Judy is, it's like we're still talking about the potential. You know, like he hasn't. He hasn't yet shown. I mean, yeah, he's a first round pick, but he just still hasn't produced like a first round pick should. And it's like the Browns are treating him like a first round pick again. Like like we haven't seen him play with the Broncos for a number of seasons.
Well, here's the thing, you know, with the Broncos, there was such like turmoil with the quarterback room. Yeah. Luckily, the Browns, you know, they have that one quarterback that they just start every game, and he started the last couple seasons. Oh wait, no, just kidding. The Browns have a worse quarterback room than the Broncos, so hopefully they stay healthy this year.
Maybe not worse.
I don't know about worse.
I wouldn't say worse, but worse like is, worse as tough. In like. Changing, you know, like more.
They played four
inconsistent. It's less consistent. It's somehow less consistent than the Broncos.
Yeah. Moving on though to one of the teams that made some of the biggest moves, last AFC North team, the Steelers. Yeah. So they first of all they signed Patrick Queen. Let's just get that one out there, which I think is you know a good move. I like Patrick Queen, solid linebacker,
traitor,
inner division. Yep, that's going to be chippy.
Now then, there's the two big ones. You sign Russell Wilson. And then you trade for Justin Fields. First of all, Russell Wilson signing $1.2 million. I mean,
it's not
well,
bad.
Except he's actually getting paid.
I mean,
because he's getting $44 million dollars.
What's the line in Moneyball when he's arguing with David Justice? He's like, no, the Yankees are paying you that much. I'm paying you this much. They're paying you that much to play against you. That's Russell Wilson right now. Right. Like, yeah, the Broncos are paying you $39 million.
Not to be on your team.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. It's low risk. I mean, obviously they're not paying him hardly anything. If he can play better than he did in Denver, they might be okay because we saw the Steelers. They didn't make the playoffs, did they?
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my
gosh.
They made
the playoffs.
They played the Bills.
They made the playoffs.
We rooted against them every week.
We saw this team make the playoffs with really bad quarterback play. So if he can be better than that, they could be a playoff team again, and they decided, okay, well, if Wilson gets even worse, then we'll just throw Justin Fields in there, who they gave up a conditional day three pick for.
Well, you know,
it could be a fourth.
Yeah.
At worst, it's a sixth.
And it's not going to be a fourth because he's the backup.
Yeah.
I think he'll end up being the starter. I don't think Russ. I think week one is not done. Well, not week one. No. But by like week four, week five, I think that the offense will be rough. With Russell, because I mean, you look at the rest of the offense around him too.
They got Arthur Smith, right? Is Arthur Smith calling the plays?
Yeah, he's calling the plays.
Who? I mean, we've joked about him a lot, but as a coordinator, he's got some success, and he's schemed up some plays too.
But you got to think, what do they have right now? George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth.
What did you say?
Pat Freiermuth.
Did you say Fat Pat Freiermuth?
Fat Pat Freiermuth.
I didn't know that it was his nickname.
I've never called him that.
Shout out Fat.
I did not
never
say that.
Called him that.
Fat Pat, one of the greatest Houston rappers of all time.
But so I mean, you look at that offense and you're like, wow, there's no playmakers.
George Pickens.
Other than George Pickens.
The Najee Harris in the running in his jeans.
There's a great picture I took of Najee Harris. I've seen of Najee Harris. It's like him 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage, and the defender's like 7 yards away from him. And the caption just says, "Najee Harris gained 0 yards in the play."
Have you ever seen the picture of who is it? Tony Pollard running to the edge versus the Dolphins.
Yeah,
it's like literally any other running back scores a touchdown here.
Yeah, so I just think that. If you don't have any playmakers, that's like the perfect situation for Justin Fields because he can do whatever he wants and you're not upset at him.
And the other thing
is... And he has a good deep ball.
Yeah.
George Pickens.
And it's the Steelers.
And he's great at the pocket.
You have Mike Tomlin. I mean, like we just said, they made the playoffs last year and we all thought they sucked.
And upgraded. They got two better quarterbacks than they had last year.
They got outgained in every single game last year.
Yeah. So it's
not everyone.
I think it's an improvement. We said I'm pretty sure we talked about you know Fields to the Steelers. A lot of people did. I'm not gonna act like we were out in the front.
We
of that.
Were the first ones to ever mention.
Never mind.
It.
Yeah, we were the first. But I do want to mention with Fields, a lot of people are making a big deal about what the Bears got for him. I was talking to Joe. You think about it, they got less than the Niners did for Trey Lance, which seems a little crazy, but. You have to factor in the contract, the fact that he's going into his fourth year, Mm-hmm. And if you want to keep him beyond this year, you're either going to have to pick up his fifth year option, which means you're going to be paying him quite a bit on that fifth year option, or you're going to have to extend him. And if you, you know, give him a contract extension, again, you're going to have to be paying him quite a bit. So you're really only getting Justin Fields cheap for 1 year. And because of that, I mean, I think it was a good move for the Steelers. I mean, you added a very talented player who could be great.
We're talking about the potential with him.
Here's what I think.
And as far as, sorry.
I think that for a 6th-round pick, if I was the Bears, I would have just kept him a year. You could still pick Caleb Williams and then have Justin Fields as your backup for a 6th-round pick.
The problem is Caleb Williams plays one bad game and everybody in Chicago is going, Justin Fields. And there's so much drama that goes on there.
I think you have to trade him away.
Right.
I think drama is the perfect word to sum up what that would be. That would just be drama.
I would say, though, trading him away to like any other team, a lot of teams, you know, you're a backup quarterback. I mean, you're looking for a pocket passer. Maybe, you know, the Ravens aren't, and maybe the Eagles aren't. Well, apparently the Eagles did. But, I mean, you're looking for a guy who's just, like, solid run the offense. You're not looking for a playmaker who's risky. Right. So that's where kind of Justin Fields is a backup. It's kind of not what teams are looking for the most part.
What we don't know also, and I feel like we've heard a little bit, is that maybe the Bears botched this by not trying to trade him or not trading him earlier and waiting until after free agency when a lot of teams that would have potentially been interested solve their problem at quarterback. Yeah.
And the Steelers.
Yeah. And all of a sudden there was no market for him, which, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We'll be back after this short break with Outside Source Football. Hello and welcome back to Outside Source Football on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Talking about a lot of what happened at free agency. I'm moving on to the Texans in the NFC or the AFC South, who signed Danielle Hunter. That D line now really, really good. You did lose Grenard, but Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, very, very scary.
And Hunter, great player, but as we were just talking about, Denico Autry, another really good rotational guy, another pass rusher that, you know, can make a big impact. So yeah, I like what the Texans did a lot. I think Joe Mixon, good move. Do they trade? They traded
a 7th-round pick for Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I'll take that. You get Dalton Schultz back on, lock him up for a few years, but they're in that window, right, where you got a young quarterback on a rookie contract. You feel like you can compete now. Okay, let's be really aggressive. And like, yeah, Danielle Hunter, 2-year deal.
Huge.
Because you know that, okay, after that 2 years is up, that's when you're going to have to start thinking about an extension for CJ Stroud. So maybe can't pay Danielle Hunter anymore. That's fine. We got him right now for 2 years because we're not paying a quarterback anything. So that's smart.
And with Danielle Hunter, he's pretty injury prone. That was a big issue with the Vikings. But I love that pickup by the Texans. I think Danielle Hunter was the best edge rusher in this free agency market. He's a beast.
What do you guys feel about Jeff Okuda?
I like it.
Still
1 year, $4 million. I mean,
another low risk.
Low risk. I mean, they signed 4 corners. So I would imagine that not all of them are going to make the 52-man roster, unless they all do, in which case, congratulations, you signed your 4 cornerbacks that are going to be active. But no, I like the Jeff Okuda signing. Pretty cheap.
Moving on to the Colts, who signed...
No. The Colts had the best move of free agency.
Oh,
and nobody's talking about it.
And
I think you all know where I'm going with this.
Signed a top-5 quarterback.
Michael Pittman Jr.
One of the most elite quarterbacks of our time in Joe Flacco. So good job, Joe. He doesn't have to start the year.
We did it, Joe.
Doesn't have to start the year on the couch.
Anthony Richardson running like a freight train.
I can't wait until
the NFL.
Anthony Richardson... Wait, hold up. I can't say that.
Whoa.
If Anthony Richardson gets hurt and Joe Flacco comes in, just watch out, Indianapolis.
Seriously.
I know the people in Indianapolis. They're going to love it.
It's going to be
awesome.
They're
going to love it. What else? Did they do anything else? Retain Michael Pittman.
Retain Michael Pittman. That's nice. You expected that.
Good move. So,
Jacksonville Jaguars, though, made maybe the best move in free agency.
The Mac Jones acquisition.
In front of Joe Flacco.
That's my joke. You can't just use my joke right
I
after
put that
I use
in
it.
You're
my
listening
notes.
To 101.7 FM Radio Free Hillsdale.
You're listening.
No, I like.
Go
I
ahead.
Love this.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
Mac Jones and Justin Fields, same caliber quarterback, same pick traded. Oh,
that's crazy. Wow. They do. Sadness. They do have the two best quarterbacks from the 2021 draft class.
They do.
On their roster now.
Mac Jones is the you think second best. Mac I guess
Jones,
you're right.
Mac Jones played in a Pro Bowl.
You're right. He's so much
people
better.
Forget. People forget he was a Pro
then
Bowl
again,
quarterback.
So did Tyler Huntley.
I honestly love. I love this. I love this. This trade for both teams.
Yeah, big move for the Jags. Getting a great quarterback. They also
a good backup though. First 6-round pick. And the Patriots are going to move on from Mac Jones anyway. So I like it for both teams.
Also, hometown kid. I think he's from the Jacksonville area. So,
oh, is he?
So good for Mac.
Great town.
He can, you know, get some tickets to his old buddies from high school.
Yeah, I saw his mom was driving him to and from practice. That's how I know that.
Maybe they can start doing like a Tommy DeVito type thing where
No.
Like party at the Jones house.
Party
that sort
at the
of
Jones
thing.
House.
You never know.
Bring an orange slice.
They got Gabe Davis, one of the most elite receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, can
in
we
playoffs.
Talk, we can talk about how they have the most mid receiver room of all time.
They do.
What? Come on. It's Gabe Davis and
the most wide receiver twos of all time. Christian Kirk.
Oh, Christian Gabe, Kirk. I Gabe couldn't even
Davis.
I couldn't even
Kirk, Gabe Davis and Zay Jones.
Zay Jones.
I literally said Gabe Davis and I'm like, I can't even name. I forgot who else they have.
I'm gonna give Mitch Morse another shout out, even though I already mentioned it. It is a
a big signing.
He was a big upgrade on their offensive line, veteran center.
Very, very good the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Also sign Eric Armstead, who might not be quite what he was as a pass rusher, but I mean, he's still a good pass rusher.
I was shocked when I saw how old I didn't realize how old Eric Armstead was. I thought he was in like maybe, I don't know, I thought he was like 27, 28.
Yeah,
I did not realize how long he's been in the league. He's been in the league for a long time. But I think it's a decent, that's a good pickup too, even though he is, yeah, dealt with some injuries the past few years.
I mean, they need some more defensive playmakers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but they kept Josh Allen, which is
kept
good.
Kept Josh Allen. So now you have
not the quarterback.
You have a decent pass rush.
Disclaimer.
Moving on, though, to the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, gosh.
Signing Calvin Ridley to a big deal, which, once again, we've talked about this. If the salary cap doesn't go up, Ridley doesn't get this type of deal, and I think it's a little bit of a big deal for him.
Yeah, I agree.
$92 million, $50 million
it's
guaranteed.
It's definitely a huge deal.
Well, you know,
for
obviously
a guy who played pretty rough.
Obviously, it's a different GM, and like we were saying, the $30 million more dollars in cap space. But the Titans turned down what signing AJ Brown to a 4-year, $100 million contract. And instead signed Calvin Ridley to the same contract.
When A.J. Brown was 24 years old, and right. Calvin Ridley is going to start the season at 30.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I feel like here's what I think of the Calvin Ridley signing. It's the kind of signing that you're like, see, we're trying. Like,
yeah, right.
See, we're not trying to tank. Like, we're trying to win, right?
We want to be good.
I don't know. Tony Pollard
the
as
upgrade.
Well.
The upgrade at running back from Derrick Henry to Tony Pollard. Yeah.
Both of those guys, Pollard and Ridley, were last offseason
where
the hype train was huge because, like, all right, here we go. Like, Ridley's coming back from the gambling thing, and Pollard is finally going to be the lead back without Ezekiel.
And they were both
underperformed.
Underperformed.
And they found a home in Tennessee. So,
well, Tennessee
is Mason
where
Rudolph. Like, what's, I guess he's going to be a backup for Will Levis.
Tennessee, where wide receiver careers go to die. I mean, you think of DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess Julio Jones signed with the Eagles, so technically not. But you know what I mean.
He was with the Titans first.
I know, but I guess he didn't end on that, is what I was saying. But, you know, near the end of the career.
I just don't know what the Titans are doing. I guess if you believe in Will Levis, I guess that's what this season is about. Let's put some weapons around Will Levis. If he plays well, we have a franchise quarterback. If he doesn't, we know we have to blow it up and draft a quarterback anyway. So from that perspective, I get it.
Moving on to the AFC West, Denver Broncos. Still do not yet have a quarterback, which
they did.
They didn't make any, in my opinion.
I actually think
they signed some guys.
I think the Broncos are in a really good spot right now.
You're in a good position
to lose to the Raiders.
To draft a quarterback.
Hey, they've only lost 8 straight to the Raiders. Who's counting?
Huh.
I am.
Why don't the Broncos trade for Justin Fields, man?
Do the Broncos have to draft a quarterback in the first round?
They have to.
Regardless of how many are gone?
You got to think they have to, right? Because, like,
they don't have any. They have Jarrett Stidham.
I don't even know who they're.
Milton.
It's Jarrett Stidham.
It's still Stidham.
It's Stidham and Ben DiNucci. That's all you got. They remind me of the Raiders of last year, where you get rid of Derek Carr and there's just no succession plan. All right, we got rid of Russell Wilson. I understand that, but there's no succession plan
at all.
Ben DiNucci.
And the problem is they don't have draft capital to move up in this draft to get a guy because they traded all that draft capital for Russell Wilson and Sean Payton.
Yeah.
So
it's rough.
You know, the really surprising thing, Sean Payton. The fact that the GM is still there. How do you spin that as a GM? Yeah, I'm the guy who made the move for Russell Wilson, but you shouldn't fire me yet, even though we just had to release him and we're paying all
$45 million.
That GM, I mean,
good for him.
That guy can spin it because
greatest talker.
Any other general manager would be fired because of that move.
Isn't John Elway the GM?
No, he hasn't been involved in a little while.
Kansas City Chiefs signed Marquise Brown. So you get another weapon because, I mean, they had rough receiver room outside of... Well,
there's
Kadarius Toney, two-time Super Bowl champ.
Outside of...
They're looking for the next Tyreek Hill, maybe. Marquise Brown can be it.
Xavier Worthy.
He's better than Sky Moore.
He's better than Sky Moore. He's better than
Kadarius Toney.
He's better than... He's better than anybody that they had except Rice.
Honestly, yeah, Marquise Brown and Rashee Rice, that's kind of scary.
It's compared to what they had last year, and they won the Super Bowl. And, you know, the passing offense, at least in the playoffs, was pretty good. Marquise Brown is a huge upgrade over any of their wide receiver twos.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown played for the Cardinals, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts that the Cardinals let him walk. I mean, maybe he just didn't want to come back, but for $11 million, didn't they trade a lot to get him, too?
They traded something. It was a draft.
No, they traded like a first-round pick.
It was a
draft night trade. The Ravens, they traded for him.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you can go back. I want to say it was like a first-round pick. So, but I think everybody assumes the Cardinals are going to take a receiver, probably Marvin Harrison Jr. with their pick. So,
moving on to the team though, that somehow we talk about every single week, even though
that's not true.
Nobody wants to talk about them.
This is false
at all. The Raiders signed D lineman Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, and it was a good move.
It was a very good move.
We're not even going to talk about Chris Jones.
Evan cut me off.
Five-year.
Back to the Kansas City Chiefs. They retained Chris Jones, probably the biggest thing they've done this offseason.
$158 million.
That's crazy. I never actually saw the numbers for that contract. So
it's pretty nuts.
Wow.
Over $100 million guaranteed.
Nuts.
You're listening to 101.7 Radio Free Hillsdale. Take it away, Evan.
All right, back to the Raiders now. We can get to the Raiders.
Christian Wilkins. That D-line is good.
And Gardner Mitchell. Yeah, I love Christian Wilkins. They lost Bilal Nichols, who was a defensive tackle last year, and they retained their other guys. So from a personnel standpoint, they've traded Bilal Nichols for Christian Wilkins, and I'll take that trade. Because with Wilkins and Crosby now, you have two defensive linemen that are three-down defensive linemen. They don't need to come off the field. It's awesome. Teams can't just focus on Crosby because now you have to worry about Wilkins as well. So I love it. I also like the Gardner Minshew signing. I mean, I thought he played pretty well last year with the Colts.
And he's a great bridge quarterback.
Even if he's a bridge guy, if he's just there for competition, if he ends up being a backup, I really don't know what they're going to do. I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round. Some people think they might be aggressive and move up. I don't know. But honestly, they're in a tough spot to move up. I wouldn't be so shocked if it's going to be a competition between Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. And whoever wins will be the starter next year. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Minshew. Out of the two of them, I would definitely prefer Minshew.
Me too.
We'll see.
Of course.
I'm a big Aiden O'Connell fan. I'm pulling for the guy.
Well, Alexander Mattison. Big time signing.
I guess they had to do that. You know, you lose Josh Jacobs. That was tough. losing Josh Jacobs is tough.
And getting Alexander Mattison and Amir Abdullah to replace him.
And we kept Andre James, our center. We have some holes on the offensive line. Got to fill. That's probably going to be in the draft. There's still some.
But who did you
lose?
Just lost Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, Jermaine Illuminor, their starting right tackle is gone.
You lost a corner to the Lions.
The best cornerback in the league to the Lions.
Amik Robertson, who was.
Because I totally know his name.
Kind of a slot. He was a slot corner. I like Amik. Amik's kind of a dog. I think you guys will like him. He just.
You got that grit?
Big time. Oh, he like. As soon as I saw that, I was like, that makes perfect sense. Like, of course Dan Campbell's going to love this guy. He's like 5'9", undersized, but scrappy as heck. Like, there's tons of... There was a great... He had a great game against Jerry Jeudy once where early in the game, Jeudy caught a ball on him and he did the, you know, like, too small thing. And then Amik just ate his lunch the rest of the game. Like,
yes.
Blew him up on a screen and then recovered a fumble and returned it for a touchdown. It was awesome. So, yeah, I like Amik. You guys are going to like him. But,
that's good.
Yeah, the Raiders... I like what they've done so far. You know, Christian Wilkins was the splashy. That was the big signing. It's not like they have a ton of money to get other guys. They still have to pay their draft picks, but I mean, they're not done. They got a lot more to do here in the offseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and unlike some teams, the Broncos, they have their and the Panthers, they have their draft
picks. They have their draft picks.
So yeah, they're in a rough spot as far as like you look at the quarterback position, most important position in football, and you're like,
it's a question mark.
That's a question mark. But like as far as built around like the team, I mean, there's some good pieces there, and you have draft capital. So moving on to the Los Angeles Chargers. Ooh,
how much time do we have left, Evan?
We have 8 minutes.
Okay. And is this our last AFC division?
Yeah.
Because I got some things to say about the Chargers because I don't know what is going
on. Actually, the Chargers is our last team.
They're our last AFC team?
Yes.
Here's the thing about the Chargers, though. They were in just cap hell, yes. Right? I mean, they were way in the hole. They had to cut everybody. But well,
they were able to restructure Mack and Bosa.
Yeah, which was big.
Yeah.
But, like, you got to keep either Mike Williams or Keenan Allen. Have to keep one of them.
I feel like I'm with even you.
If, you're trying to tell me that Quentin Johnston? Yeah, even if you have to pay him, you have to keep one of them.
Well, that's apparently, I think they went to Keenan Allen and said, will you restructure pay cut? And he said, I don't even think it was restructured. Like, will you take a pay cut? And he was like, no, I'm not going to take a pay cut. He had a really good year last year. Why would I take a pay cut?
Yeah, he said, I heard him say on like an interview, he's like, I'm coming off the best year of my career. Yeah. Why would I take a pay cut?
No, and I get that. But also, I just think Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, their offensive coordinator, don't value receivers very highly. Those are two guys that like to run the football, talk about, you know, multiple tight ends, heavy personnel. You're probably never going to have more or rarely going to have more than three receivers on the field anyway. Most of the time, only two or less. They just don't value receivers. But how is this going to fit with Justin Herbert? I mean, you have an elite quarterback, but I mean, I'm interested to see what they do. Are they going to run a Jim Harbaugh, Greg Roman run heavy offense with a great quarterback?
I mean, this is what I think they do. I think that they ultimately cut Justin Herbert and draft JJ McCarthy overall.
Stop.
And then with their next pick in the second round, take
Blake Corum.
and then draft the entirety of the round three pick Roman Wilson. And then every pick after that defense.
Any Michigan lineman or defender that's
Zach Zinter, right? He's in the draft.
Yeah. Well, they've put themselves in a spot now where I think they have to take a receiver in the first round.
Have to.
Right?
And they should get the second best receiver.
I just have this like interesting thing where I think
Brock Bowers.
You're sitting at five and you're like, okay.
What if they could trade back?
We could trade back.
If there's a quarterback still on the board that teams really want, they are a trade back candidate.
Yeah, we could trade back and we could still get. I would trade back two spots and then I'd trade back two spots and I'd wait until either Malik Nabers or Brock Bowers are off the board, and whichever one goes off the board first, I take the other one. That's where because you
just
need
keep going back two.
You just
picks.
Keep going back two picks until.
But
I
like,
would trade.
Who
back.
Else have they brought in? Gus Edwards.
Yeah. The offense.
That's
went
good.
From
that's not bad.
Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, who had a pretty rough season last year, especially on the like pure rushing end. So that made sense. They're going to get rid of him because you know the Harbaugh pure rushing aspect. But
he was also getting paid.
He was.
But he didn't really get paid at the Commanders. But
so you also got Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
I'm upset we're not going to be able to talk about the Commanders today. We may have to wait.
You moved all the way from them to Justin Herbert still. Then you went to Gus Edwards, who, you know, he's different. He's good in other ways, and Eckler had a rough season. So that one's fine. And then you went from Keenan Allen to Quentin Johnston and
Joshua Palmer. Those are their top receivers.
Jalen Guyton. And then even Gerald Everett, who was his – maybe favorite target the last couple of years because the only guy that
they let
has
him go
missed
too.
Time. They went from him to Will Disley.
And Hayden Hurst.
Yeah.
It's
I still like my theory. I think I'm the first person who ever came up with this. Minnesota traded it's like impossible because you look at the cap space and you're like, Jefferson's getting $40 million a year. Minnesota can't do this. But Minnesota needs a quarterback and the Chargers want JJ McCarthy anyways, because that's who Jim Harbaugh loves. And so
just an even swap.
Minnesota trades their two first round picks this year and their first round pick next year because
you have
they
to
have
give up more
two,
than that for Justin Herbert.
Three first round picks, one in the top 12.
I didn't even know what Justin Herbert would be worth because nobody's ever traded a player
that's that good.
I think that's that good and the value would be so high because teams will give up multiple first round picks to move up to draft a guy that they don't really know if he's going to be great. We already know that Justin Herbert's really good and a young player. They're not. Why are we even talking about this? So
it's impossible.
Justin Herbert.
But it makes so much sense.
I would kind of like to see it.
Because then Jim Harbaugh can draft the entire team of Michigan.
Yeah.
And the Minnesota Vikings have a quarterback to throw to the greatest.
That's the last
generational
thing
receiver
a Lions fan would want.
I would cry throwing Justin Jefferson.
It'd
be horrible.
Luckily, it's not going to happen, so y'all don't have to worry about it.
Moving on, though, I'm not talking about any of the NFC signings, but we are going to talk about a historic player who has just retired, Aaron Donald.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Brett Favre. I didn't know if he officially put the papers in yet. Maybe Favre was still an active free agent. Yeah. Shout out Aaron Donald. What a career. Could easily keep playing.
Oh, yeah.
If he wanted to. I respect him going out on top and just saying, hey, I accomplished everything I wanted to do.
Yeah.
In the NFL, got a Super Bowl, was an All-Pro like every year.
Every year.
Of his career by almost every metric, probably the best defensive player in the NFL his time.
Maybe the greatest defensive player ever.
You're showing your age, son. Lawrence
Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Joe Green. But Aaron Donald's in the conversation.
Yeah.
He's top 10 for sure.
He's up there. He's up there with those guys.
Three defensive player of the years.
Yeah.
He got the Super Bowl.
Got the ring.
I mean, easily, like, instant first ballot Hall of Famer.
Easily. I mean, he just couldn't be blocked one-on-one. If you were going to stop him or slow him down, it meant throwing two or three guys at him at least.
Yeah, the Eagles were talking about. So I saw the New Heights podcast, and Kelsey was talking about.
Boo.
I listened to this one, though, because it was about Aaron Donald. And Kelsey was talking about, he was like, yeah, Eagles, Aaron Donald never recorded a sack against the Eagles. He was like, but we only blocked him one-on-one, one play for his entire career because it was an accident.
That's crazy.
And it was Lane Johnson. So, like the plan for the Rams, because when you think of the Rams the last couple of years, pass rushers really outside of Aaron Donald has not been their thing. And it's just been, they're going to triple team. I've seen, like, there's a picture of four defenders of Miami.
We've all seen.
And a tight end on the other side with a one-on-one and a left tackle on the other one-on-one. And it's just historic how really good he was. You couldn't block him one-on-one.
I think, it's going to be hard for the Rams to. I mean, you can't replace that
guy. He's still that good.
I mean, he was so good. He covered up a lot of holes on the Rams defense for a lot of years. But, you know, especially last year, because I feel like they weren't a super talented defense around him. And he's a guy that, is so good. It makes up for that. So going to be tough for the Rams to figure out what's next year. Who's going to take that spot. But congratulations to Aaron Donald. Great career. Great player. And he went out on top.
Totally. My fondest memory of Aaron Donald would be the fact that the Lions took Eric Ebron about five picks before Aaron Donald.
No.
Eric Ebron, as you know, Detroit legend.
Stone
also
hands.
Hall of Famer.
Who? No. I know who Eric Ebron is, but
Stonehands Ebron.
How insane.
Also
is
before
that?
Odell Beckham. We took Eric Ebron before Odell Beckham. That was a rough.
The Raiders took Khalil Mack that year. So
that's not bad.
I can't be mad about that.
Can't be mad.
But what was I gonna say?
I don't know. Of course I make it about the Lions.
That's all this goes about.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations, Aaron Donald.
I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Well,
there was something about Aaron. The fact that coming out of college, they said he was undersized. How hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was.
I mean, yeah.
He's a freaking beast.
Technically, he is undersized, but also one of the strongest players in the NFL, I think, made up for that.
Yeah, well, thank you for listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM, Outside Source Football. Have a great day.